Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 84, Your Writing Platform. Do people expect writers to be speakers? Last week, I volunteered to serve at a speech and debate tournament for junior high and high school students. One of the women I served with asked if I thought writers were expected to speak more than ever before, whether through all the video options that are popping up like Facebook Live or in person at events. I thought back to the late 1990s when I was pitching my first book to a publisher. The editorial team took me out to lunch, and someone on the team asked if I would consider speaking as a way to help sell the book. If you've read On Being a Writer, you know I practically choked on my sushi because I always thought of myself as a writer, not a speaker. I couldn't imagine speaking, and I didn't think about that being part of the marketing plan. I knew the right answer was yes, but I panicked at the thought of standing on a stage speaking. The editor waited for me to turn from my California roll to look him straight in the eye. He said, "Something compelled you to write this message and share it with a broader audience, right?" I nodded. "I would simply ask," he continued, "couldn't you see speaking as another avenue to share that same message? Your words, your message, spoken." That makes sense, I thought. I felt strongly about my book, and I could see speaking as another way to spread its ideas. "I'll do it," I said. "I'll do all that I can." A few weeks later, they gave me a contract, and I did begin to speak, mostly in small venues, but occasionally in larger settings. And I'll be honest, I did feel panicky at the first few events, but I got a little more confident and comfortable each time. Obviously, I gained more and more experience and learned how I like to prepare. I realized that editor was right. Speaking gave me a new way to communicate with people. I found that interacting with audiences of all sizes gave me immediate input, impossible to get through the written word. I could test out new ideas for future articles and books. I could meet people and make connections. And, to the publisher's delight, I could sell books. I never would have pursued speaking if that editor hadn't asked, but I'm glad he did. Now, to swing back around to the question I was asked at the tournament, I think publishers, and maybe people in general, do expect writers to speak, though I think they've expected it of us for many years. They expect it, or at least hope for it. I think publishers hope that writers will open themselves up to the idea because it's a tremendous opportunity to connect with people who care about your topic or story. What's new are all the ways we writers can get our message out there as speakers. I think any writer building a platform should consider, whether asked or not, looking for ways to speak, including taking advantage of all the technology available to record and distribute our messages. For live events, you can find opportunities locally. See if a friend would host a coffee where you could read from your work in progress or your published pieces. Try recording a short reading on Facebook Live where no one expects it to be perfect. See if a local civic group would appreciate a short talk. Ask at your place of worship if an upcoming retreat or conference could use a breakout speaker. Offer to lead a small workshop at your local library. Whether in person or through a recording, I think people hope that writers will speak because people love to hear directly from authors. They love to hear a writer's voice. They love to see how those eyes light up when they talk about something related to the story they wrote or the topic their book was about. I think some people love getting the information or story through the spoken word, not just the written word. Because, for example, if it's a podcast like this, people have the option of listening as they exercise or drive. If it's a video on YouTube, people can watch facial expressions and see gestures. Give it a try. You may panic. You may hate it. You may have a really awkward first attempt. In fact, you probably will if you're inexperienced in speaking. I was pretty sure someone fell asleep during one of my first ever messages, only to find out later she told someone that because I talked too fast and gestured too wildly, she had to shut her eyes to try to focus. So I learned to slow down and tame my gestures. I got a little better each time, and you will too. Just as your first writing attempts weren't the smoothest, clearest pieces you ever penned, your first speaking engagements or YouTube videos won't be your best ever, but they'll be the beginning of something new. As you grow more confident and keep trying, you may find you have a powerful new outlet to share your words, your message, spoken. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.